February 7th, Thursday of the fourth week in Ordinary Time. The first reading comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 18 to 19 and 21 to 24. We've been seeing all throughout the letter to the Hebrews how the author contrasts that which previously existed in the Old Testament times with that which exists now. That which previously existed was a foreshadowing. It didn't quite measure up to that which will come now, because now we have the fullness in Jesus. And so we hear that in former times, God appeared in blazing fire and gloomy darkness, with storm and trumpet blast. The author is obviously referring to what the Hebrew people experienced on Mount Sinai, when God appeared to Moses, and a cloud covered the mountain, and they heard thunder and saw lightning. And the people begged that no message be further addressed to them. Remember, they were so frightened by this that they even had to have Moses put a veil over his face because it was luminous after he had experienced his encounter with God. Well, if that was true in the Old Testament, which was only the foreshadowing, what will be true now? We have approached not Mount Zion, but the heavenly Jerusalem. We're no longer going to an earthly place. We're going to the very presence of God. And therefore, we'll be surrounded by a cloud of angels and we'll encounter God, who's judge of all. That now our experience will be so much greater than what we previously experienced in Old Testament times. The Gospel is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. Jesus summons the 12 and he sends them out, giving them authority over unclean spirits and telling them to preach the kingdom of God. Remember, Jesus could have done this all alone. He was the God-man, and yet he purposely chose to involve others in his ministry. So this is certainly a model for each one of us. It's not about us. It's not about the fame that we can acquire. It's not about the fact that we have all the truth. Rather, we have to build up a community that together gives witness to what God is proclaiming in Jesus. And they're supposed to go out carrying no food, no sack, no money. They're supposed to trust in the providence of God. Now, that always has to be balanced with the idea of prudence, that a lot of us have retirement accounts, that we have to take care of health care, things like that. But at the same time, there's prudence, and then there's the idea of absolute autonomy, that I'm in charge of my own destiny, and I will decide what my future will hold. That's an illusion, because we never know what the future will hold, and we have to trust in God's providence. And if somebody doesn't accept the apostles, they're supposed to shake the dust off and walk on. Not everyone will accept our message. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily evil, because maybe they're just not ready yet to hear the good news. Maybe God hasn't given them the gift of faith yet. Nevertheless, if they're not listening to the good news, maybe we shouldn't waste our breath. Maybe we should expend our resources where it'll bear fruit. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.